Well, Isabella Sarsaparilla was a curious child, and she was looking for danger out in the wild. She thought she'd go fishing down by the lake when a giant sea monster came and took the bait. She was only as tall as one of its scales. The snake could crush her with the flick of its tail. The monster said, "Well, Isabel, pleased to meet you. I'm hungry for dinner, so now I'll eat you." But Isabella Sarsaparilla, she didn't need to worry, scream or scurry. She rubbed her belly and straightened her bow, and in one swift bite she ate that sea monster whole. But Isabella Sarsaparilla went into the forest. She saw a squirrel, a groundhog, and even a tortoise, and there, stirring a cauldron as black as pitch, Isabella stumbled on a wicked old witch. She was ancient and shaky. She was missing an eye. Her potion smelled of rotting meat pie. She said, "Come closer, girl, let me look at you. Yes, you'll be perfect for my bubbling brew." But Isabella Sarsaparilla, she didn't need to worry, scream or scurry. She threw a potion from out of her bag, and she made a hamster out of that old hat. Isabella was frolicking in a field so merry when she looked up from her bustling basket of berries. A flying saucer came from out of the sky, and some strange aliens came down to say hi. They were slender and tall, with eyes glowing red. They had green skin and antennae on their head. They said, "We come in peace, don't you worry, little girl. I'm just kidding, we're here to take over the world." But Isabella Sarsaparilla, she didn't need to worry, scream or scurry. She took out her anti-alien suction, 'cause that's how you perform an alien abduction. Isabella thought she'd go into the city, maybe do some shopping and look oh so pretty. An explosion went off, a building started to fall, when a superhero came to save them all. He was handsome and strong, and he made them rejoice, and he could play piano and had a wonderful voice. He said, "Don't you fret, Isabella, I'm here to protect from this falling building that's just been wrecked." But Isabella Sarsaparilla, she didn't need to worry, scream or scurry. She saw his cape got caught in a window, so Isabella calmly saved the hero. Isabella Sarsaparilla. Isabella Sarsaparilla is a man.